This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
And for the past couple of weeks, every single Wednesday, we've been doing something amazing.
It's now time for the Holland Financial Feature, offering you practical solutions on how you can become financially fit for free.
Right, there you have it, man. It's time for us to get into it. We are getting into the Holland Financial Literacy Feature. This is an educational campaign that seeks to empower you and I with financial education. And just like that, they are also giving away 1,500 Rand for every topic that we cover. So last week, we covered a topic on savings and we asked you a multiple choice question. The question was, why do you want to gain interest on your savings and investment? You had three options. A was to grow my investment, B was to keep up with inflation, and C was both of the above. The correct answer, ladies and gentlemen, is C. And if you have answered C last week, we are about to give you a call right now. If you're the one who we are about to dial right now, then you are the winner of that 1,500 Rand from last week's competition. So let's see who we are dialing for today. So if your answer last week was C, then you might be the person I'm calling right now. So you have to make sure, you have to absolutely make sure that you pick up your phone. The suspense.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm great, sir.
I'm well, thank you. Speaking with Lekani from Capricorn FM. Who am I speaking with?
You're speaking to Modi.
Modi. Muddy, do you even know why you are a winner right now?
I think I entered a certain competition on your website,
yeah? Yeah, you did, man. You definitely did. And that means that you are walking away with 1,500 rands, courtesy of the Holland Financial Literacy Feature on Capricorn FM.
Oh, wow. I'm sorry,
Congratulations to you, Muddy. Do enjoy the cash, yeah?
No, thank you.
There you have it, man. That is not the end of the world. We could still be calling you. So if you also want to be just like Modi, you too can walk away with that 1,500 Rand for answering the question related to today's topic. And that question is banking. So to help us with that, we are now joined on the line by the head of corporate short-term actuarial, Mr. Andrew Dorr. And we are talking about banking. Good morning, Andrew. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Oh, thank you for having me. It's great to be here.
Starting this feature on an exciting note, giving away that 1,500 Rand. I'm feeling super pumped and ready to learn some more today.
Me too. I'm very excited.
So, Andrew, as a first question to get us into this very topic, please explain to us, when you're talking about banking, what do you mean?
Well, in the context of Streetwise Finance and the financial literacy and empowerment journey you're on, when we talk about banking, we are really talking about the process of giving money to or borrowing money from an institution. When I say giving money to, I mean for safekeeping and investment. Okay. So think of when you deposit money into a personal check or savings account. And when we talk about borrowing money, think about when we get money from the bank to help us pay for our home or even our studies.
Yeah.
It's important to note that these institutions should be regulated. So they have lots of rules that they have to follow in order to make sure that our money is safe.
Absolutely. So what are some of the advantages of opening a bank account?
I really think there are many, and every person will have different reasons. But for a start, I think, you know, number one is really safety. Safety of your money. I've been fortunate to have a bank account from a very young age.
Yeah.
But for a long time, I still like to carry around the cash. The bad thing was that so many times I lost my money, either because it felt, you know, it fell out of my pocket, or I hid it so well that I forgot where it was.
Yeah.
I have even had times where my wallet was stolen, and even if you get it back, most of the time the money's gone, you know?
Yeah.
And then I think, you know, in the extreme case, I've even had a friend whose house caught fire and they lost money because it literally went up in smoke.
Yeah.
The second one, I think, is convenience. It's so easy to carry around a card in almost every place you go to, except card is a form of payment. If you really want cash, you can use an ATM to draw money from almost everywhere.
Yeah.
Employers would require you to have a bank account so that they can pay you directly into it. that makes it easier for the employer and safer too. This way you're not walking around with your week's wage or your full month's salary. Also, if someone wants to transfer money, they can do it with your details. Or if you want to pay someone, you can easily do it from your bank account. Or even set up a debit order where those monthly payments happen automatically without you even having to think about it. Banks are always trying to make things easier for you. Think ATMs, internet banking, banking apps, e-wallets, other ways of sending or receiving money via your phone, or even dealing with the tills and counters at certain supermarkets. And, you know, best of all, you don't have to stand in those really, really long queues.
Absolutely.
But, you know, once you get past these basics, you can look into what other offerings the banks have. If you're looking to save money, you know, whether it be for a holiday, a rainy day, your retirement even, banks have specific types of accounts or plans that you can make use of to earn higher interest. This generally means that the bank will hold on to your money for a certain amount of time. But last week, Olivia, I think, talked about compound interest. I once heard a quote from Albert Einstein that said, compound interest is the eighth wonder of the world. He who earns it, or he who understands it, earns it, and he who doesn't understand it actually pays it. And basically, this means that if you're earning compound interest, you're earning interest on interest, and so your money grows, you know, exponentially. But the one thing I hear a lot, you know, and you know, when we talk about advantages, we've got to sort of think about the disadvantages. And a lot of people, you know, talk about the fees. Sometimes they feel like banks are actually stealing your money, and in actual fact, they're not. just like when you ask someone to wash your car or a taxi to you know drive you from here to there. Every time a bank does something for you, we pay a bank charge. Now, some people want to use their bank a lot, and some people do not want to use it that much. And so you can look at different types of bank accounts that are really tailored for your needs. Some banks offer a pay-as-you-go where literally you pay a small or even no monthly fee, but every single time you do something, you'll have to pay a certain amount. But there's other banks that, you know, give a certain number of free transactions, or even if you pay a bit of a higher fixed fee, you can do as much as you like. And ultimately, this ends up working out cheaper than paying per transaction, especially if you use it a lot. I actually, you know a few people that used to draw their full wage or their grants as soon as it came into their bank account because they wanted to avoid all these bank charges. And without realizing, drawing the money itself, they were actually incurring the fee that they were trying to avoid. So if they just left their money there, they wouldn't have paid as much fees. And as I mentioned earlier, it would have been safer. And I think the last thing really, you know, if you give your money for to the bank to look after, you can also borrow money from the bank. You know, by having a bank account, sometimes you even qualify for a personal loan, and maybe even one day a home loan. And banks can have people that help you with this. I see that in the next session, the Holod literacy feature, it really deals with the concept of lending. So, yeah, keep an eye for that.
Definitely keeping an eye out for that. So when you go into the bank, this is one thing that, you know, I've heard a lot of people saying, when you go into a bank, it can sometimes be a bit confusing to see all the different account options that are available. So how do I know if a specific account or product is the right one for me?
I mean, I know that feeling too well. And, you know, it often pops up. But, you know, my big thing, and it's something I sort of approach with everything in life, is just ask. And if there's still something that you don't understand, don't be afraid to ask again. It can feel overwhelming when you think about opening your first bank account, or even if you're making the decision to change your bank account because you realize the one that you're working with is really not the best one for you. But this is really a simple and easy process. I think it is important to understand that the only reason there are so many options out there is because there are so many people out there and each person's different. I think you may have heard the saying, you know, one size fits all sometimes, but, you know, this is certainly not the case for a banking solution, and not, you know, one type of bank account will suit everyone. So you have to do your homework and, and really, you know, start to think about what you want from a bank. What are your needs? What are your wants? What is your ultimate financial goal when you're doing your financial planning? And, you know, just when you, you know, want to buy a pair of shoes, you wouldn't walk into the store and buy the first pair you see. Don't go with the first bank account that you're shown. Do your homework, ask your questions, ask again, and then make a decision. You know, some of the questions you can think about is, do you want access to your money daily, or are you okay with leaving it there for a while? How much are you willing to pay in banking fees? What sort of banking fees are you paying? And lastly, I mean, do you want to gain interest, yes or no? If you need more information, I mean, most of the time you can just speak to the bank. And there are financial advisors out there that are willing to help.
Absolutely. So in the next few minutes, we are going to be giving you the question to, you know, today's topic, which is banking. So make sure that you do stay tuned. I hope that you are listening to everything that Andrew is saying to us. Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequency. Welcome to it if you have just joined. Well, you find us right in the middle of the Hollard Financial Literacy Feature, which is an educational campaign that empowers you and I with financial education, and they're doing it for free. Today, we're talking about banking, and to help us with this conversation, we continue with our chat with the head of corporate, you know, he is Mr. Andrew Dorr, and he's the head of corporate actuarial, and he's talking to us about banking, right? And right now we're getting back into the conversation. And Andrew, I think, you know, with the past conversation that we've been having, there's just so much that you were saying, so much that is sticking out, and we keep on learning. But just before we wrap up our conversation, you mentioned being able to run debit orders from a bank account, and some listeners may not have heard of DebiCheck. What is it, and you know, what is that, and how does it differ? What is the difference?
Yeah, sure. So I talked about convenience earlier, and really debit orders are just an automatic payment that can be made from your bank account. So, for example, you might choose to set up a debit order for your insurance policy so that you don't forget to pay your premium on time. In fact, I mean, it happens everywhere. I've set up one for my car repayments as well as my gym membership even. Now, I'm sure there are some people out there that have been in a situation where you suddenly notice that there's less money in your account than there should be. In fact, I once had it where I couldn't pay for my home loan installment, even though I knew I had enough money in my account.
Wow, okay.
And it turns out that it was fraud, that criminals were setting up debit orders on my account. And so it wasn't the bank that was stealing my money. It was these thieves. They would set up a small debit order. And if you do not notice, they're quite sneaky. They actually gradually take more and more each month.
Okay.
And this, I mean, particularly in South Africa, this, you know, became an issue. And the FARB, or the South African Reserve Bank, who is really the rule setter for all banks, they realized that this was a problem. And they asked people, you know, in the banking industry to solve it. And this is where DebiCheck came in and was introduced. And it basically means that before any debit order can go off your account, you have to approve it and the amount using your cell phone.
Mm.
So you only have to do this when you set up a debit order or when you change the details of an existing one. So it's still convenient and you don't have to worry about it every month. But this way, you know, you and me are protected, and we always are able to make sure that we do not have debit orders going off each month that we're not aware of. When I first came across it, it was quite interesting. The DebiCheck website was quite useful at debitcheck.co.za.
Absolutely. So I mean, one of the big questions, I like the fact that you introduced the, you know, the DebiCheck concept to us right now. But, you know, a big question I know some of the listeners may have is whether leaving our hard-earned cash, and we work really hard for it, but leaving it in a bank, is it really safe?
Sure. You know, this is a difficult problem or a difficult sort of concept to deal with. And I would first ask, why does someone feel that they can't trust a bank? And, you know, what makes them feel that, you know, money is not safe for the bank account?
Yeah.
I've mentioned, I mean, some of the things that I can think of is that, you know, sometimes people feel that they can't trust a bank because they feel that the bank is out there to steal their money. And I mean, I can assure you that this is not the case. If I deposit or if you deposit 100 rand in your bank account and, you know, a week or two later, you see that you've only got 90 or 95 rand left, it might feel like the bank is stealing your money, but, you know, this could be due to a number of reasons. Reasons that I've mentioned before are really bank charges, and even potentially the debit order fraud that, you know, I said I fell victim to a little bit earlier.
Yeah.
But the important thing is to understand and look what is happening. You know, what fees are being charged and why? Are the fees for drawing money? Maybe you use your card to pay. Are the fees for an unsuccessful debit order? You know, so then be good and make sure you have enough money to pay for all the amounts that are going to be going off your account. And once you know all of these and you've figured out how to avoid or reduce certain fees, still ask yourself, are you on the best plan that serves your specific needs? And then shop around. We talked about, you know, you would shop around for fees, so why not for a bank account? And if it is fraud, you know, and a criminal is stealing your money, report it to the bank. You know, hopefully DebiCheck will help now, but yeah, banks can be very helpful. And in actual fact, when it happened to me, the bank actually gave me all my money back. So always check your account and just make sure, you know, empower yourself, know what's going on. And, you know, it's, again, it's, you know, my personal opinion, but, you know, I'm employed by Hollard to make sure that there's enough money to pay everyone's claims. And, you know, just like me and the insurance company, there are people working at all the banks out there to make sure your money is safe. So I definitely think that, you know, keeping money in your bank account is much safer than keeping it on your person or even, you know, hidden under your mattress.
Definitely, I think so too. So, Andrew, we've come to the end of another exciting episode of the Hollard Financial Education Series. It was packed with so much practical ideas and information that you were giving us, and thank you so much for that, Andrew. Absolutely appreciate it. I think one of the things that I learned, one of the things I'm taking away from today is ask, and if you still don't understand, ask some more.
Yeah, exactly. Thanks for having me. I really enjoyed it.
Absolutely. There you have it, man. If you have, you know, some questions about the Hollard Streetwise Finance topic that we're discussing today, visit the streetwisefinance.co.za website. Ask your question or get more information, financial literacy content, and you get it for free if you go onto their website. And like I said in the beginning of this episode, we have an exciting prize of 1,500 Rand for another listener who will give us the correct answer to the multiple choice question that I will be asking based on today's topic. You can enter the competition via WhatsApp or even our website. So all you need to do is, after you hear the question, which I will give to you, what you do is WhatsApp the correct answer to us, followed by your name and the hashtag Hollard to 079-899-6226. It's 079-899-6226. That's the answer, your name and hashtag Hollard. And alternatively, you can also just go to our website, click on competitions, then go to Hollard Financial Literacy Competition and answer the same multiple choice question based on this week's episode, and you stand yourself a chance of walking away with that 1,500 Rand. The terms and conditions are also available on our Capricorn FM website competition page. Ladies and gentlemen, the question for today, right? So here is the question for today. Investing your savings in a bank account allows you to gain what type of interest? The question again says, investing your savings in a bank account allows you to gain what type of interest? Option one, no interest. Option two, compound interest. Option three, simple interest. The question is, investing your savings in a bank account allows you to gain what type of interest? Option one, no interest. Option two, compound interest. And option three, simple interest. Forward your correct answer to our WhatsApp, 079-899-6226. So log on to capricornfm.co.za, click on Hollard Financial Literacy Competition page and do enter there. The T's and C's also apply. Winners will be announced next week, Wednesday, on this show. And our next episode is going to be coming up on the 19th of May, and we will be focusing on lending. The Hollard Financial feature on the Tailored Experience, brought to you by Hollard in partnership with Limpopo's Hottest Frequency.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.